This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Museum of Northwest Colorado in Craig has a new exhibit. It's called the Trading Post, and it features what was sold or traded with the Native Americans and the mountain men in the region. The local trading posts were also called forts. In 1837, Fort Davy Crockett was in Browns Park, in which is now Northwest Moffat County. The Morgan Trading Post was just east of Craig. There's a blood drive in Moffat County this afternoon and Wednesday morning. It's at the pavilion at the Moffat County Fairgrounds. You can sign up through vitalant.org. Craig City Council meets at 6:30 tonight. Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran will administer the oath of office to Greg Tulaszewski as the newest member of the Craig Police Department. He is the former police chief in Hayden, but Tulaszewski has taken a position with the Craig Police as the support services lieutenant. He'll coordinate investigations, code enforcement, animal control, and records. Steamboat Springs City Council is meeting at 5 o'clock tonight. Agenda items include discussion on a regional transportation authority. Then at 8:30 tonight, Council will hear a progress report from the Brown Ranch Annexation Committee. A local group is organizing a discussion on taxing districts and how the community can save on property taxes. It's for homeowners, commercial property owners, and renters who want to learn more. County Commissioner Tim Corrigan will be there, as will County Assessor Gary Peterson. That's at 6 o'clock tonight on the third floor of the historic Rout County Courthouse. The Steamboat Springs High School girls volleyball team is hosting Coleridge tonight. There are six Sailor seniors on the team, but one, Sloan Spear, is injured, so she can't play. Here is head coach Wendy Hall.
They're all terrific girls, fantastic leaders, and I think that's the big difference that I'm seeing. The culture in our program right now is just so, so good. So it's really fun to be a part of it.
Coach Wendy Hall is back coaching the Sailors for her 37th season. She even has some kids of her former players on the team. Tonight's match starts at 6:30 at the high school. The dance team at Steamboat Springs High School has been performing at Gardner Field for the football games. You'll also see them at basketball games and some volleyball games. The dance team is in its second year. There are 30 dancers with one male on the co-ed team. The dance team has replaced the cheerleading squad at SSHS this year. At the recent Sailors game against Moffat County, the Bulldog cheerleaders were on the sidelines supporting the Sailor dancers as they performed, which the Steamboat squad appreciated because they said it added spirit to the game. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.